Okay, Shavuot Tov, everybody. Good Moed. And now we can finally begin Shmini after I left the voice note that the Pashtus and the Baalei HaTosfos and Brachos Chas Amud Beis is Shabbos Mincha is the Matir, but only when you're reading from the Sedra Shabbos Haba, which is now the case. So, of course, we begin with Vayom HaShmini and Echad B'Nisan, and we have two sets of Korbanos, the Korbanos of Aaron HaKohen, Parlechatas, and the Ayala Ola. And then you have the Korban Ha'am, which is a Seir Lechatas affiliated with Mechiras Yosef. And then there's a dimension of Ola, and there's a dimension of Shlamim as well. The Ramban points out that if you take a look at the Chatas of Aaron HaKohen, as well as the Chatas Ha'am, so that one has a very distinct impression that it's modeled on Yom HaKippurim, right? And especially when you take into account that even though this is a par, a chatas, a nasis b'chutz, but it's nisraf michutz l'machana, Rashi notes, in the chapar, chito, nisraf michutz l'machana, lezo, v'shal miluim, so it's kind of a hora ashah, but the point is, the Ramban says, in terms of the modality is really based on Yom HaKippurim, and he says it's like the Minchas Chavitin as well, that this is a moment of inauguration, and the Yom Kippur model is a very fascinating model. If you think about it, the Mishkan is being inaugurated in a manner that aligns with its most auspicious use, which I think is a very fascinating way to think about the Chanukas, you know, HaMishkan, that it was inaugurated to live up to its ultimate telos. And that's the first Hayara. The second point is developed by the Svarno is that the Bnei Aaron are really not represented here. You have a little bit in terms of the Svarno notes in Pasuk Yud Beis that, and they're even referred to not as Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, and Itamar, but simply Bnei Aaron. Vayakrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen es adam elav, vayamtziu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen es adam. And he says that they were nischanich through karban avihem, which is a really fascinating thing, because in the Yemei HaMiluim, they were very, very strongly represented. And halbashas begadim and the mishichas hashemen, etc. You could have expected vahi b'yom hashmini, a bigger role for Bnei Aaron, and yet they don't have one. So I think maybe a point to be made here is that is the framework that we established based on Yom HaKippurim. That if the Yom Hashmini is a quasi Yom HaKippurim, so the avoda is only kshera. Right, b'choei gadol. It makes sense that the role of Aaron is pronounced, and the role of the other Kohanim, the Kohani Hetyod, are to an extent minimized within that framework. So I think that's a very strong argument, as it were, for the notion that the banim are only nischanich via karban avihem. They have to do something. But you'd ask, why there couldn't be, some dimension of their own karban, right? The answer is because, the tzura of Yom HaKippurim may have been the mechayev in that respect.